back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Glad you guys are joining us today because we are talking holidays. And hey, it's time, Olivia, to start planning that gift list, getting all the gifts loaded, you know, into the shopping carts and go to the checkout and then get them home and start wrapping.
And then onto the car, the plane, or wherever, and making sure they're safe the whole way.
That's right. So we've given folks tips for that, for packing, for getting them all, you know, ready for those long trips that they have to go on sometimes. But hey, it's all fun. That's what the holidays is all about.
Absolutely. A very content-heavy episode. May have to take some notes or catch up on the website, travelbagswithanita.com.
Absolutely. We archive all of the shows there. But this particular show, we will have all of the gifts that we have talked about on the previous two segments. We have a long list of 15 items that we are suggesting as what we think are good gifts for this holiday season. So definitely check those out. There'll be some photos there because some things need a little bit of photo with them too to make sure that you guys are getting what we are talking about. But now, Olivia, this is one of my favorite parts of the show because we call this the fourth quarter, especially when we're doing something called the quarter miles. And the quarter miles is all about looking in your pocket, taking out a quarter, and looking on the back of it, seeing what state is represented and what pictures or diagrams are represented there for that state. And then we say plan a trip around that.
And as we've talked about, it is quite a lengthy process that each state went through to decide which design would represent, you know, the best parts of their state or what they're most proud of. So it really is a meaningful starting point for a trip.
It really is. It really is. Because it wasn't just kind of like, oh, hey, well, we are known for peaches in, you know, in Georgia, so go with the peach. I mean, they really did think it all through, even though the peach did end up on the back of the quarter for Georgia. So what state are we going to today?
Today, we're looking at the state quarter from Minnesota, which was released in 2005 and engraved by Charles Vickers. And it shows a nice design of a lake lined with pine trees. There's two people fishing in a boat. You've got a loon water bird in the foreground, and there's also the state outline with the inscription, Land of 10,000 Lakes.
And yeah, but that's one of the neat things about Minnesota is all of the water that's there. I don't think we always think about that.
Right. I think people will be surprised to learn that the state contains more than 15,000 bodies of water, more than 90,000 miles of shoreline, which is more than California, Hawaii, and Florida combined.
What? Now, that is a good trivia question. I did not know that. That is amazing because you absolutely would not think that. Not with those three states. Absolutely not.
So when thinking of how to, you know, shape your trip around this quarter design, you really can't choose one place because there's so much shoreline to explore and also just really beautiful wilderness, too.
Absolutely. It's known for the wilderness.
It is. And so one place you can explore that is the Judge C.R. Magny State Park in Grand Marais. And it's known for its famous Devil's Kettle waterfall. We've had a lot of Kill Devil Rum. Here he is again.
Right, the Devil's
waterfall.
Back. The Devil's in Minnesota now. Okay.
This is where the Brule River splits around a massive volcanic rock. Half of it plunges 50 feet into a pool and the other half pours into a pothole. And for many years, scientists could not figure out where one half of the water went, and they recently figured it out. So there's a really cool story behind it, and you can learn more about that when you're there at the park.
What a great, great thing to do to take the kids there. Very fascinating. Have them kind of go on a mission to kind of sort it out, too.
Yes, there you go. And you can also, there's a great fishing spot for brook and rainbow trout. There's picnic spots and, of course, hiking spots, too. And wildlife in the area, look out for moose, black bears, and, of course, the timberwolves.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The timberwolves are there. Absolutely.
And the Minnesota Timberwolves basketball team's there, too.
That's
so
right.
You can
that's
check
right.
them out.
Mm-hmm. The actual timberwolves. Yes. And the basketball.
Another place to check out is Lake Pepin, which kind of goes along the border of Wisconsin. And we've talked about Wisconsin before. It's got a lot to offer, too. So that's a great area to check out as well. And this is the widest naturally occurring part of the Mississippi River. So lots of water to explore. And obviously, you can, you know, take boats out there, kayaks and paddle boards. But it also has a really nice 70-mile scenic drive around the lake with lots of, you know, great bakeries and cafes along the way, as well as gift shops and, you know, kind of cool antique stores.
Well, that really sounds like that would be a lot of fun. That's one of those, we always talk about multi-generational kind of things to look for so that everyone's happy. That sounds like the perfect one there, that, you know, someone who wants to go to the cafe, someone who wants to do some shopping. Then also, too, you probably have the trails and things around the lake that you can do as well.
Yeah, you can go around the trails, and you can also go out in the water. Some might want to do that. Some might want to just set up camp on the shore and enjoy the view and enjoy the day. And there's also a kind of a riverboat that you can take out on the water.
Oh, fun. That's a lot of fun. Is that like one of those paddle wheelers?
Yes. There's a paddle wheeler that goes out there. You know, you can go out for 2 hours or four and so on. And moving on from there, you can check out the Forestville and Mystery Cave State Park in Preston. The Mystery Cave is Minnesota's longest known cave. So maybe it's not a mystery anymore. but visitors can explore inside with all the stalactites and stalagmites and underground pools. You know, it's quite the sight underground.
Again, that sounds like a great one to take the kids, and they can, you know, get a head start on some of their science projects and science lessons for the upcoming year.
Yes, and one thing to keep in mind, though, is underground under that cave, it is consistently 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm. So prepare for that.
Yes, yes, yes. You want to bring around along the hat and gloves if you're there during the summer.
So yes, don't even then.
Right, don't forget them.
But the park itself, above ground, also has plenty of miles for hiking, also horseback riding, campgrounds and picnic areas. And there's also an historic area that recreated an 1800s village. So there's lots of living history going on that you can observe and interact in as well. And you are also welcome to fish for blue ribbon trout. And it's known for its beautiful fall colors and also the spring and summer wildflowers. So there's really no wrong time of year to go, except maybe the winter. It might be closed.
Yeah, and it might be pretty, pretty cold.
I think yeah.
There's some serious snow up in that area.
But it might actually be warmer in the cave.
That's right. Yeah, that it would be.
Yeah.
If it stays 42, yeah, it would be warmer in the cave. That is funny. So what else?
If you're not one for hiking or walking around, you can still take in the scenery. And a really neat way is through the North Shore Scenic Railroad, which starts in Duluth. So you can take an authentic train ride along the North Shore of Lake Superior. Daily excursions include trips through downtown Duluth, through historic wooded areas. But there's also some themed trains you can go on. There's a music and pizza train there's pizza on board, and there's also a narration part, and then afterwards, live music from local performers on the train.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Again, you know, it sounds like Minnesota is a great one for family, because I just see multi-generational on so many of the things that, you know, that we're talking about here. Absolutely.
Yes. And you can extend it longer. There's a Two Harbors Turns tour on the train. This one's a 6-hour long trip with a lunch layover. So you can get out and explore the town of Two Harbors and go shopping and eat lunch, of course.
And they have some special excursions as well, maybe a birthday caboose or a Mother's Day luncheon or a purple train, celebrate the life of Prince.
Yes,
so, hey, for all
purple
the Prince,
train.
Yeah, purple train from Purple Rain. So, hey, go check it out, especially if you're a big Prince fan.
Absolutely. And, you know, Minnesota, he loved Minnesota. So
oh,
you
yes.
can really take it in a Prince train.
Right. I love that idea.
You can also take an art class on the train.
Oh,
so you
really?
Can, yeah, you can learn to make a beaded wire bracelet while you're riding along this beautiful scenery. And there's also a painting class, too. So if you're going to be there for a while, why not try out a couple different train courses that they have?
Well, you know, we talk all the time about, you know, making your vacations and your getaways more than just sitting on the beach and reading a book and those kind of things. So get out and take a class there. And you can always roll that painting up and bring it back home. Listen, you know, if you guys missed the first part of our show, we talked about how to get fragile things home. So listen again.
Yes.
On our website, Travel Bags with Anita, to the archive shows.
Yes, you can circle back to that. And it's also a great story to say that I painted this while I was on a train. In Minnesota. And they have some, you know, the first class seating actually has a full window. So windows above you
oh,
on the roof.
Panoramic windows.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, so that's another thing to think about.
Those are really great because you really, really do see the scenery. And you see scenery that you would not be able to see if you're in a car trying to drive around. So the train definitely gets you more into the area, the mountains, the backside of things that you can't necessarily see from the road.
And you don't have to worry about, you know, craning your neck or, you know, getting distracted while you're also trying to drive. So
that's true.
Train's a better option.
That is true, especially with the panoramic windows. I love that. So we're coming down almost to the end of the show here. So any other things? Because Minnesota sounds like, hey, pack those bags and let's go.
Yes, one more state park, the Jay Cook State Park in Carlton, is a favorite park for backpackers and bikers, more horseback riding, and also skiing, too. And it's known for its swinging suspension bridge over the St. Louis River, which is very active and kind of scary.
It's so very scary.
Thrill seekers, check out that suspension bridge.
I will watch from afar on that one.
Yeah, we can also explore the calm waters of the park. We can go paddleboarding and fishing. There's plenty of scenic overlooks. So it's not just peril. There's plenty of places for calm observation.
Well, hey, I would go for the calm observation. Sign me up for that one. Well, Olivia, this has been a great show, I think. So I think I'm ready to just go ahead and get started with planning my gift shopping and looking at some places to go for 2018. In Minnesota sounds like a good one.
Absolutely. We're prepared for our gifts and we know how to keep them safe. And now we know where to go.
Absolutely. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Please go and check out our website, travelbagswithanita.com. And remember to go to the Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita, to see what gifts might be being given away. Don't want to miss that. It's been great having you guys join us today here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Bye-bye. See you next week. We need